just too much to ask. I fully expect the Bearcats to punt this one away in a quick three and out to start the game.
So when all said and done, about 3 yards out of bounds, or actually bounces at the 48-yard line, takes a Harbor Beach bounce, and comes down to the 44-yard line. And that is where Harbor Beach will start with a short field work with 45 yards in front of them, first and 10.
Wow, that's not a good start for the home team. They don't want to see a three and out from their offense that wants to control the clock, and instead they punt it away and are going to give the away Pirate team their first possession of the game, starting already in Bearcat territory, the 44-yard line. This is what good defenses can do. They force a three and out, and a pretty decent punt by Cason Sweeney, but way too much backspin. Clark has spins back on him, and now the Harbor Beach offense will start in the shotgun.
From the 44-yard line, it's a handoff to Devin Puff around the right side. He lowers that shoulder, gets down about to the 40-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 4 on the play. And tackle made by number 23, Isaac Warzynski for Ubley. Second down, 6 to go.
Isaac Warzynski playing outside linebacker. 6'3", 200-pound senior gets over there and takes down the always physical Devin Puff, but not until he gets 4 on that first play. Starting out in the shotgun formation, two receivers to the right, one to the left, two running backs in the backfield. This time, though, they're going to do two receivers to the left, one to the right, and still two running backs in the backfield.
He cuts inside. He has positive yards. He has the first down. He's still on his feet at the 30, down to the 20, and still cuts back inside. Side down to the 10-yard line and finally wrapped up by Casey Sweeney from the 40-yard line down to the 10. It's a 30-yard gain. First and 10 for the Pirates. Going to be more than likely first and goal.
I was just about to mention that Michael Anderson has started this game at quarterback. He ran the first couple plays. Important player, Dakota Deer. Dakota Deer is your lead blocker out there, the pulling guard, and he's able to, the pulling center actually, pull on the left side, and he picks up two blocks, and especially taking out Shane Ozentoski on the play, allowing Michael Anderson to simply be follow him and then change directions once Ozentoski's out of the play. Casey Sweeney makes a tackle from behind. Otherwise, Michael Anderson scores.
The shotgun hands it off to Devin Puff. He cuts back inside and across the 10 down to about the 8-yard line. Tackle made by Shane Ozentoski in there. Second and goal from the 8-yard line.
There's a little better stop by that defensive front to the Bearcats. They don't want those big plays to be allowed. Want to do.
Out of the shotgun formation once again, Anderson on the keeper. He's across the 5, keeps legs turning down to about the 4.5-yard line. Tackle made by number 30 for the Bearcats. That'd be Carson Lesky. 7:32 left. No score yet, but Harbor Beach knocking on the door. Third and goal from the 5.
I don't think anybody argued a weakness to this Bearcat defense last year was their young line. Nolan Van Erp, but now they are juniors, and now they're considered one of the better linebacking tandems in all of football, and they've learned a lot. And that time, Carson Haleski does a good job.
Yard line, actually, maybe even close. It's going to be fourth and goal from about the 1 inch line, maybe about the 1 foot line, and however reach more than likely you're gonna be going for it.
And the design run, the snap goes to the quarterback Anderson. Both running backs flank him. And he takes the first one he sees and is able to power it down to the 1 yard line or just inside of that. But a great job by the Bearcat defense. Harbor Beach in the wing tee now.
Going on in fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. It's going to be a handoff to Devin Puff. Lowers the shoulder. In the first quarter, Harbor Beach strikes first blood. It's now 6-0 with a 2-point conversion more than likely on the way.
It's just so tough when you have an offensive line that size and the physical play that Devin Puff brings. Your defense to stop him in less than 1 yard. 1 yard, 1.5 maybe, but less than 1. Absolutely finishes off this drive emphatically with a 1 yard touchdown run. And Harbor Beach is going to bring out the extra point team and Luke Woodke.
Up, and it is through the uprights. It is good. The extra point is good. And it's now 0-0 right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football all season. Lost control back to the studio. I'm not even sure.
Back to the radio station, so there's no surprise there, but very much a comes out right away, gets a 3 and out, only allows 6 yards on three plays to three different running
Why are people just and, like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline and Seabling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline and Seabling goes out of their way
down
to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Seabling. I've been in the car business for Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Morris Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Morris Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out and served